is a late afternoon, it is drizzling, and I'm walking down a path with little stones. I'm surrounded by plants, various sizes. Some are in small pots, some larger, some are in nurseries. I'm in Sydney, in La Perouse, at Indigigrow. And I'm welcomed by a proud Bichigal man from La Perouse, Peter Cooley, the founder and owner of Indigigrow.
So this is a retail area. This is where we have the public come to buy our plant species that are for sale. When we go behind or out the back, well, that's staff only, and that's where all the magic happens. We're actually in our offices here at La Perouse Public School. Our organisation is First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation, and we own and run Indigigrow, which is a native plant initiative we created about 7.5 years ago. And it was created to engage our young people, provide opportunities, employment opportunities, and also an opportunity for us to be able to pass on cultural knowledge around our plants to our younger generations and connect them to country and teach them how to care for country.
So how does it work? Who are the young people who come here, and how do they come actually to you? How do they find you?
So Indigigrow has 9 staff, all Aboriginal and all strongly connected to the La Perouse Aboriginal community. And we've been operating now for 7.5 years, and our work involves, well, 80% of our work involves working with our local coastal species, which we have a strong connection to over thousands of years, and it really is. They're important plants to us and really do make up part of our identity and our strong connection to our lands. There's a lot of learning about our plants. You know, a lot of the species, our young people spend a lot of time on country looking for, learning about them, understanding how they grow individually and as part of a plant community, and looking at their behaviours, looking at they grow in with other plants, and as well looking at the wildlife that's attached to those plants. We have 9 staff, from senior staff right through to young apprentices. So the goal is that we want to engage our younger staff, provide them with an apprenticeship. They do a 4-year apprenticeship, but at the same time they're doing the apprenticeship, we're also able to pass on traditional cultural knowledge about the plants and really give them that strong connection through the plants to country. But also having a nursery environment here, we're able to actually get them to regrow the plants. So we're able to then make them available to the wider public so they can put them back into the landscape, into the country, whether it be out in the wild areas or in their backyards. We're increasing the local biodiversity.
So who are the customers of Indigigrow?
We have all types of people coming here, from individuals who want to put local plant species in their gardens, through to councils, through to golf courses, other businesses, landscapers who are doing, you know, landscaping work and building gardens in places as well. It's just a wide variety of people who are actually looking for native plants, and many of them local native plants. So we grow and sell the plants through our 2 nurseries. Also, as part of that, our young staff have a lot of plant knowledge, have built up a lot of plant knowledge, and they're able to share that to people from, you know, growing conditions, and if they've got certain locations that they want to grow plants in, whether it's full sun, shade, or a bit of both, our guys can recommend the right species that will do well in those conditions. So yeah, they're young staff, but they hold a lot of plant knowledge, and we get a lot of good feedback too about how helpful and knowledgeable our young staff are. So giving those young people a lot of confidence around not only knowing the plants, but the cultural side of it as well, and knowing some of the stories that our old people have passed on about the plants and the different bush foods and the medicines that we have growing locally.
Can we learn about some of the plants?
Yeah, there's some special plants, but what a lot of people in Sydney don't know is from Royal National Park in the south of Sydney, right along the coastline, right through to North Head on Sydney Harbour near Manly, between those 2 locations and inland a bit, that we only have 3% of our original plants remaining on Sydney's coast. So the coast has been stripped of its vegetation, and it's now at critically endangered level. So it's actually officially listed. Coastal vegetation is actually listed as critically endangered by state and federal governments. So there's an urgent need, you know, for revival and restoration of our traditional plants. And that's an area that we spend most of our time working in. We spend about 80% of our time at Indigigo working on our local coastal plants because culturally they've sustained our people, and we have a lot of stories, a really strong connection to our lands through those plants. And two, there's only a small amount of it remaining. And, you know, we want to restore it so we can continue to connect our young people to it, but also so the rest of Australia can enjoy Sydney's vegetation on the coast as well. It's really important moving forward that we can save that biodiversity, the plants and the animals.
Indigigro has been operating for 7.5 years now, and I'm wondering, what change has Peter seen in those years?
In that 7.5 years, and particularly the last 5 since we've really rammed home to the wider community about the state of our coastal vegetation, we're seeing quite a bit of change in it, and a lot of people that come here, we have our visitors, the public that come off the streets, we have corporate visitors, we do talks in early learning centre schools, universities about our coastal species, and we are seeing quite a bit of a shift in people's attitudes. Once you create that awareness, people realise that we need to do something about it. You know, we're all about mobilising the wider community to join us in that important restoration work of our local species. And it seems to be working. And how do we know that? Well, there's a lot of traffic and a lot of interest in our local plants. So we're selling a lot of our local species, whereas before we did all the work, there wasn't as much interest, but now the interest is like through the roof on our local Sydney species, so we know it's working.
So what needs to happen now?
As they say, many hands make light work, and I see that with the work we do. We're all on the same page and we're all chipping in and helping each other and working towards a common goal. I see that it happens much faster, and we've taken measures here at Indigigro by focusing a lot on our local plants. And many of those are like really difficult to grow. You know, many can be difficult to propagate from seed or cutting. And it takes a lot of effort, research, trial and error, to be able to propagate and grow those species. And we've been able to single-handedly revive some of those species that our old people talk about, that there's not many left in our region. But we've particularly one plant our old people talk about, which is Five Corners. That's a difficult plant to grow, but with our perseverance and our young staff driving the revival, we've been able to almost single-handedly revive that species to now grow a few thousand of them. When we started out, we were told by some pretty knowledgeable and skilled people in the industry that the chances of growing that are almost zero. And we've basically been able to break the code in growing that plant and revive it and put it back on country. So that's been a special journey. But that's the case with a lot of our species. You know, we need everyone on board. So the general public, if the general public even plants a few local species in their yards, that would make a huge difference in trying to restore those wildlife corridors through Sydney's coastline again. You know, there's a role there for everyone and an opportunity for everyone to contribute. It's just a matter of, if you're not sure, ask. But if you are sure, plant. Plant local. Wherever there's a bit of space where our local species can go, then that all helps in reviving it or supporting our local biodiversity. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the work, it's difficult, it takes time, it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of resources. And all that's got to be supported to be able to, I suppose, bring that plant community back out of the danger zone of almost being extinct, because it's critically endangered now with only 3% remaining. And I believe that if we all band together, you know, and create massive effort instead of little spot fires of efforts, if we all come together into one big sort of fire front effort, I think we can make real change.
And I'm intrigued to know more about the Five Corners, the plant that's nearly gone.
I mean, it's not nearly extinct, but it's been drastically reduced in our part of the coastline. Between those two locations, because of such big land clearing for developments and that, those species in between, you know, Royal National Park and North Head in Sydney Harbour, because it's so cleared of all the vegetation now for building and environment that we now live in as humans, yeah, because of such big clearing and that, it's almost wiped those species out. I was fortunate enough as a young fellow to be shown those species and taught about those plants as a young person. I've always had those species GPSed in my head, because the old people will say never draw it or never write it down where these things exist, because if you lose that, you can't control who gets it. Whereas if it stays inside your head, you control who gets it. And that's about protection and looking after country, is ensuring that your knowledge is safe. When I got a bit older and began to create this stuff and creating DigiGrow, you know, and I did a bit of sort of sitting down with the old people and my mum, etc., and talking about Five Corners, and realised that the old people hadn't had a connection to that plant for over half a century. It was time to try and change all that. It took me 50 years to see the berry and eat the fruit for the first time. And that same day, I actually took a bundle of them home to my mum. We sat down and we talked about it, and it worked out, you know, she hadn't seen or eaten that fruit for 60 years. And that was similar for all our old people. So I'd never seen the fruit up until that day. And I realised that anyone my mum's age and older hadn't had it for so long, but anyone younger than that, it's highly likely they had never seen the plant or the fruit. And I wanted to change that, so we began the journey of reviving the Five Corners plant. And I went back to the plant and took 100 cuttings off it. And after 12 months, I had one cutting remaining still green and alive. And I realised there and then that this journey of reviving this important plant is going to be a very, very long one. But during that 12 months, I'd grown the project enough to employ a couple of our young people. And I did the same to them as I was as a kid. And we went out to the plants and I spoke about them and shared some stories about them. And they got the passion for wanting to revive it. So they then began the journey on the propagation of it and learning how to grow it. And over time, we developed different ways of doing things. We tried different parts of the plant at different times of the year and our different soil growing media. And, you know, we saw a big rise in the strike rate of those cuttings coming right up, and to a point now where we propagate that plant now. For every 100 cuttings we take, we'll get 90 to survive. So we've really broken the code in how to grow that plant. And we've given some back to our elders already. It was quite emotional, actually, handing those plants. Our young staff presented the plants back to the elders. And NAIDOC 2023, leading up to our La Perouse Community Family Day, we asked the community to construct some garden beds in the community. And on that day, we presented the elders with Five Corner plants to plant back in the community for the first time ever. So that was like, you know, one of our proudest moments. That plant is a really proud sort of part of our work, because it comes from country, it's culture, it's stories from the old people. And it's an ancient connection we've had to our bush foods for thousands of years. So for us to, you know, have the absolute honour of being able to revive that plant and, you know, share it with the rest of the community, that's probably the biggest thing we could do as a plant growing project. It doesn't get any more close to home and more important for us than our mob and our culture. And so to be able to do that, you know, it's really made our young people proud that they're able to do that. And it's made the elders proud, and they see the value of that understanding and respect and that passing of knowledge. You know, the old people have the knowledge around those plants that they're able to pass on to the young people. And the young people value that knowledge and use it as inspiration to, you know, drive as a driving force behind the work they do today in reviving those species. So they realise that they're part of something much bigger, you know, and that's their culture. And it really makes them proud and passionate. And, you know, we go out on country quite a lot, and I've got young fellas from 17 years old to late 20s. And I'll be sitting in the office here and I'm hearing my phone buzzing all the time, and it's like these amazing images coming back from plants on country, you know, when they're out there flowering, And these images are coming back from 17-year-old kids. Who would have thought, you know, that you've got young fellas out on country and they're looking at flowers and they're looking at different species of plants. And I mean, in my day, that was unheard of, you know, to be doing that. But that's the passion they have because they know what they're part of.
And then Peter takes me to the garden to show me all his plants. And of course, the special one, the five corners.
This is a five corners here. So see the little bush lollies growing on the plant?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the five corners here. They're quite tough, but they're a really hard plant to grow. And this one here, a single cutting was taken and propagated in the greenhouse. But this one here, you can see that it's only about 25 centimetres or 30 centimetres high. That's taken 3 years to get there.